Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 27-year-old Helen Del Popolo of Westfield, New Jersey. Now, Helen recently had a roommate move out. Apparently, there was some friction, but I don't know what the cause was. But made her move out, so the roommate did so. But that roommate also took Helen's $1,500 coffee table. Any guesses why the coffee table cost $1,500?
No. Louis Vuitton.
Nope, because that coffee table also has a built-in mini fridge. So I'm already liking Helen. Oh, right.
All right. Okay.
But even worse than that, she also took Helen's cat, whose name, by the way, is James Bond. Anyway, Helen reported the theft to police, but there was never any follow-up because her roommate, they lived in New Jersey. When her roommate moved out, she moved to Pennsylvania. Cops were like, look, man, I mean, she crossed state lines. This stuff isn't that big of a deal. There's not much we can do. But Helen, she's not having it. So she and a friend, they drove to the former roommate's house in Pennsylvania. They say there was a small scuffle. But in the end, Helen retrieved both her table and the cat. And do you know why, Ted?
Why?
Because Helen is also a female sumo wrestling champ.
Damn.
Yeah. Man, I saw a picture of this broad. You would not want to scrap with her. She is a former sumo wrestling champ. She's also trained in judo and something else. But anyway, she rolled up to the roommate's house, and let's just say she...
So she got her cat, James Bond, back, and her coffee table.
And her coffee table. And for her trouble, she was arrested for burglary, criminal trespass, and assault. And what makes it really weird to me, the friend that she took with her to go to the former roommate's house works as a mortician. I don't know why I find that odd, but like, it's a mortician and a sumo wrestler drive to your house.
Where is this?
This was outside of between New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Huh.
Yeah. So basically, when she showed up at the former roommate's house, former roommate thinks, uh-oh, this is my sumo wrestler roommate that I stole crap from.
It explains why she had a fridge in the table.
She's here for James Bond.
Yeah, she's there for... And the great thing is, James Bond the cat is a tuxedo cat, so it kind of looks like James Bond. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat, the party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Thrill Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Calvin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Cali Cal, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. As always, you get a choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I think I'm going to go with The Wonderful World of Drugs.
The Wonderful World of Drugs. All right, let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. In this case, A woman named Leanne Kennison, she's 53 years old. She was charged with possession of a controlled substance with a purpose to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a revocation of her bench warrant. Now, deputies went to her home after a tip was received that she was selling drugs from her residence. During the search, officers found 2.3 grams of drugs in her bedroom and approximately 10 grams of an off-white powder substance that tested positive. But it tested positive for fentanyl. Just keep that in mind. Now, deputies also found multiple glass smoking devices. Sheriff's office noted that she was already out on bond on similar charges from an arrest made in April. Well, she was booked into the detention center. She's being held on a $15,000 bond in connection with the drug charges, but it was now being held with no bond in connection with the fact that she had the revocation warrant. Now, she's expected to appear in court later this month to answer for her repeated crimes. The question is, in addition to the fentanyl that she had, what was the other drug that she had in her possession? Was it heroin, meth, coke, or crack?
Wow, they're all pretty similar. That's a tough choice. Let's see. The fentanyl. Deep South, older person. I'm going to go with crack.
Go with crack?
What are the choices? Heroin, coke,
meth, crack. Coke, or crack?
Heroin, meth, coke, or crack, yeah. And you went, I'm sorry, what did you say, Calvin? Crack?
Yeah, I'm going to go with crack.
Well, one's knocking you the hell out for sure. So I don't think that she needs any more stuff like that. So I'm going to cancel out heroin, Ted.
Well, keep in mind, she never got busted for actually doing the drugs. They're getting a possession, obviously. I'm
with
sure she probably,
but
right, intent to distribute.
That's I'm kind of leaning your way there, Calvin. Based on the fact that it's Arkansas, though, and I have been watching a little bit of Ozark, I think just in that area, I'm going to guess meth. Yeah?
Yeah. It seems pretty obvious to go with meth. And generally,
crack seems city, meth seems
outlier. So I'm going to stick with my choice.
Okay. Ted?
All right. Right. They didn't say she didn't get busted for using them.
Nope.
She got busted for intent to distribute.
That is correct. Yeah.
Now, the problem with fentanyl, besides being super, super dangerous, is that it stretches out heroin. So that's why she might have the heroin as well if she's going to sell this product. Mm-hmm. That was also in a part of Ozark
as well. Yeah.
Yeah, they spiked a batch, right?
Right.
People OD'd. So generally, that's the huge problem that's shown up with that. So, you know, again, I've watched enough drug films. My instinct is to say that she was cooking up a batch, got caught. Did you say she got caught with, like, baggies or whatever, or scales?
No.
Smoking devices.
Yeah. Smoking devices. They say paraphernalia, but they don't itemize what the paraphernalia is.
Yeah, that is odd, though. I can't imagine a dealer is going to be like, here's your heroin and your smoking device.
Smoking device might
they were
be
personal.
For her.
Yeah, right. They found them in the residence.
Right, that's
all
my
right.
assumption.
So maybe she's just taking a couple of hits of weed, but she's slanging all this crap out of the streets of Little Rock.
Thank you, McGruff.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with heroin.
You are?
Yeah.
And Calvin, you're going to stick with crack. Final answer. We're going to find out if she had heroin, meth, coke, or crack next.
That was a tease.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile is today. Category is drugs. We go to Arkansas. A woman is charged with possession, intent to distribute. 2.3 grams were found in her bedroom, along with various smoking devices. Either way, because of her rap sheet, she is still being held in jail. Now, she did have fentanyl in her house. Question was, what was she planning to distribute? Was it heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, or crack?
And Calvin, that's the very question that we posed to you. You started with and finished with crack. Oh, I'm sorry. It was not crack. Oh, let's see. Ted, you said heroin made sense.
Heroin.
No. Heroin. Miles, you went meth.
Yes!
You are correct, sir.
Yes!
Thank you, Ozark. Thank you, Jason Bateman.
You smoked meth.
What's that?
In Ozarks.
Well, just meth in the thing the whole time. I've watched it.
All right. Spoiler alert, they're meth heads.
What?
Well, there was a giant scene about the women popping pills.
Well, they have all kinds of drugs there. I'm just guessing meth because it's Arkansas.
You guess right.
Yeah. See? Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today will be Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon,
James Falone,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, all these guys have a talented team of writers who come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you. Is this an actual late-night joke, and by whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
McDonald's has announced it's selling a 3-foot body pillow for $90 that you can snuggle with. Or you can just black out and snuggle with a 20-piece in bed.
The Ted Smith, yes.
Yeah.
20-piece.
Nuggets end up in bed. Yeah, you're right. Hey, look, gotta stand by one thing, 20 piece.
How many of the 20 nuggets are still around the next morning?
Oh, if I just get a 20 piece?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Oh, okay.
But you get a burger with that too?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes the 20 piece shows up with friends.
Ah,
then there's
yeah.
Then you have nuggets for
that's,
the next
that's
day.
That's what I was gonna say. I normally get that when like 3 or 4 people are around. The old 20-er.
When's the last time you had chicken nuggets?
Oh, with my kids, I guess, probably. I mean, they're big nugget fans. They get like the 9-piece meal thing.
Yeah, it's not that hard, man. 20 nuggets are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Apple held their big annual event and unveiled a new version of the iPad and iPod Air. The new iPad Air has an all-new A14 Bionic chip. It's really powerful. To give you an idea, it's the chip that's powering Mark Zuckerberg. And the new iPad screen is now sharper than before. It's going to revolutionize the way you watch TikToks on the toilet.
Seth.
Jimmy Fallon.
Well, guys, everyone's talking about this. Apple held their big annual event and unveiled new versions of the iPad and iPad Air. The iPad Air has an all-new A14 Bionic chip. It's really powerful. To give you an idea, it's the same chip that's powering Mark Zuckerberg. And this is great. The new iPad screen is now sharper than ever before. That's right. Experts say it'll revolutionize the way you watch TikToks on the toilet.
Amazon has announced it'll hire an additional 100,000 workers to keep up with the increased demand during the coronavirus. And to get hired, all you have to do is never ask what happened to the last 100,000 workers.
Seth Meyers. Jimmy Fallon.
That's Seth Meyers.
Amazon has announced it will hire an additional 100,000 workers to keep up with increased demand during the coronavirus pandemic. And to get hired, all you have to do is never ask what happened to the last 100,000 workers.
I saw Pepsi is launching a new kind of beverage. It's a drink called Driftwell that are said to include ingredients that promote relaxation and ease stress. That sounds way better than what I've been doing, pouring NyQuil into my soda stream.
He did, Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy.
This is interesting. So that Pepsi is launching a new kind of beverage.
Pepsi unveiling its new drink called Driftwell with ingredients said to promote relaxation and ease stress.
That sounds way better than what I've been doing, pouring NyQuil into my soda stream.
The L.A. Clippers blew a 3-1 lead to the Denver Nuggets.
Hey, Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
That's pathetic.
Number one, blowing a 3-1 lead in any series is bad. But, I mean, you got Kawhi Leonard, right? And then you went out and traded way too much stuff to get Paul George, who I like, playoff P, pandemic P, because he can't score. They scored 0 points, those two guys, in the fourth quarter.
Are you kidding?
No.
Jesus.
Right? And it just, I don't know, it just shocked me. Not that saying Denver's bad, but, you know.
I'm good.
Right, they're not that team. And it's just hilarious, man.
Or is Denver that good?
Not to take anything away from Denver, but no.
But
the Clippers were constructed to win a title this year.
Period.
They made no bones. They made no bones about it. They talked about it. I mean, Christ, they had billboards all over L.A. We're going to take down LeBron. Blah blah blah. And then they went to the bubble and just choked.
That's a bad idea to not consider your current opponent. Just assuming that the Clippers were going to be in the finals before they finished getting done with the Denver series. To have billboards all over town, like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't blame him. You had Kawhi Leonard, who basically just forced his way into a championship with Toronto the year before.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I'm still shocked they lost that game. And they had a 3-1 lead. It was like the series was going back and forth constantly. And then also, like, they just talk so much trash and everything. And it's just like, man, this was supposed to be your year. But yeah, they blew that bad. But yeah, congratulations to the Nuggets. I don't see them beating another LA team, but who knows? They already beat one. Maybe they'll take them down.
They won't.
Well, that's the thing too. Even if you're not a basketball fan, like Kawhi Leonard was getting into that rare air of people were comparing him to who's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
And also Kawhi Leonard, and I was all for it, but he's been Mr. Load Management. And then last night they were taking breaks in the fourth quarter, and it's like, now wait a minute. The whole sell point of the load management was that when you got to the playoffs, it's go time.
Yeah.
And right? The Nuggets just slaughtered them. They're hitting 40-foot jumpers. They're running. They're up by 20. I mean, they just laid it on them.
Yeah.
Not even close.
It was in the fourth quarter when I started doing my podcast, the podcast, new episode up. And, like, I was kind of, like, keeping an eye on it in the background, and I just stopped watching it. Like, I was worried, like, during the podcast, I was going to jump up and start yelling, screaming. It's like... No, it's not even close.
No.
We talked about this yesterday. I did not play it, but there's a segment on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt called Bad Beats. Now, the backstory to this is basically a bad beat when it comes to betting on sports is just something that shouldn't happen. So you ever watch a college football game, one team's getting blown out by 30, but then they throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game, score a touchdown, so now you're over, like you hit the over. So that's what they do on the segment. It's just a bad beat. So they're going to go to Charlestown, West Virginia, who they talk about have not been there. I have been there.
I have too.
Yeah, because that was one of the first places back in the day that had slot machines and stuff at the racetrack. So they go there. It's a very funny story. There's just a horse there that doesn't keep in mind that you got to keep going left.
Heavy favorite way out in front like Secretariat. And what are we doing?
See ya. Going to get some hay.
What'd you say's back there?
There's a Radio Shack back there. I didn't think they still made those.
I don't know what a horse needs at Radio Shack. All right.
River Crossroads back.
Same horse, River Crossroad RVF, same jockey, Arnaldo Boca Chica.
Let's do better.
Like a tremendous machine.
Got the rail, owning the rail.
Here we go.
Come on.
Come on, River Crossroads. Bring it home. Same turn.
Not that way.
What are we doing? What? July the 9th on your left.
What the?
September the 10th on your right.
What's over there?
I don't know.
What else is going over there?
It's like catnip for horses or something. Like, what's up, girl? Huh?
Somebody tell me what's over there.
Right, so you know what a racetrack looks like. So this horse is very good. In between those two races, it had won another one. But as it's going around on the last turn where it just needs to stay left, it's leading the race. It just makes a right through an open gate and, like, crosses the other horses.
That's where the stalls are. So it's headed into the stalls. So it's going back to the stalls every single time without crossing the finish line.
Well, not every single time. Because that's the point, right, is that when the horse runs, that's why he's the favorite in this last one. Because he won one in between.
Okay.
So it's just odd that he did it the first time, then ran a race and completed it, and then came back again, was the favorite, and just made a right turn.
And the video's hilarious, man. I don't know. I mean, they're right. This horse, as soon as you start the race, it is head and shoulders faster than these other horses. It's always the final turn, and this thing just banks right, runs back to the stalls.
Yeah. And even if you don't like gambling, Bad Beats is a great segment with Scott Van Pelt, man. I get into it all the time. It's just, honestly, it's just funny. Like, generally, if you're betting on a lot of the games they're talking about, you might have a little bit of a problem.
Right.
Yep. Good Times. Anybody in here watch Good Times? Mike?
Yeah, of course.
No, I know. I'm just making fun of you. That's an age thing. Mm-hmm. But Good Times is coming back as a cartoon. Netflix picked up an animated reboot with Steph Curry and Seth MacFarlane among the producers.
It might have been a cartoon when we were kids. They had so many different cartoons that kind of crossed over from
Good Times. Man, I don't know if that one hit cartoons.
I don't know if it did or not, but it just seems like that sounds familiar.
The original series ran for 6 seasons from 74 to 79. It was the Evans family, public housing project in a poor black neighborhood in Chicago. Janet Jackson was on the joined the cast in the 5th season. They're not saying if anybody will have a voice role, how different from the original, but one of them said it'll be a little edgier. By the way, Good Times also arguably has one of the best theme songs of all time.
Oh, yeah, without question, man.
Right? And it's funny, I was listening to it today, and I was just like, man, I forgot some of the lines in there.
Temporary layoffs.
Yeah.
Good Times.
And the credit rip-offs.
Good Times.
Yeah, but they're not really Good Times when they're describing.
No,
yeah.
Nothing in that song is actually Good Times, yeah, but they just sing Good Times.
Yeah, they're just kind of smiling through
Keeping
it.
Your head above water.
Right, some of them are just exactly that. Yeah. Like, that's a good time. You're just above water.
Good time.
Making your way if you can.
Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure you guys heard. Carol Baskins was on there from Tiger King. So the family of Don Lewis, the guy that was her ex-husband that nobody found the body, they ran an ad during the show offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance in 1997.
Did she call in and collect?
Right. It starred Don's 3 daughters, a former employee, an attorney, who said, quote, "Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?"
Wow.
Hmm?
That's cool, though. I mean, not cool, but the idea that you're buying the ad during the time that she's on.
Well, you also got to wonder, by the way, she scored terribly.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
Hello, all you cool cats and cat people. It's me, the murderer. I mean, Carol Baskins.
Well, when you go back and look at Tiger King, right, like, it gets even more insane. Like, it's almost like, why did they, they're weird people that are arguably doing illegal stuff all the time. Like, right. why do you agree to film all this? Or
I don't know.
Or why would you let a documentary be made about you?
Especially if the rumors that you fed your ex to one of the tigers on your property. I'd be like, nah, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and skip this.
Not only that, but you're actually getting a meeting with the president to get this guy pardoned. Like, what in the hell is happening?
Did they?
Well, they tried 2 or 3 times.
I was going to say, his lawyers keep trying, but sure. I'm not sure the president actually took that meeting.
I would hope not. The Tiger King.
Yeah. Well, the Tiger King, right, he ran for government. I mean, look, you know, again, in the beginning of Tiger King, they lay that out for you, right? Exotic people, exotic animal people are already a little strange, but big cat people are the strangest.
It seems that way.
Right, and it seems like they just cannot get enough attention.
That seems to be the underlying thing, right?
Yeah, they're just attention whores, but right, like Carol Baskin, like, why you would let him make that one to begin with? And then like, you're going to go on Dancing with the Stars? I also, honestly, like, if she had been on Dancing with the Stars, like, right as the pandemic started, I think people might be more excited.
Well, sure.
Because, like, the Tiger King references and Carol Baskin isn't even as funny anymore.
No.
You know?
Because now we all think she's a murderer.
Right.
Generally speaking.
Right. And, like, again, you know, like, it's been summertime. People got out of the house and stuff. People, you don't just have that massive captive audience.
Yeah, not anymore, man. Shows are coming back, including Dancing with the Stars.
Right. And normal sports, too. I did like that Nelly was on there and sang, danced to his own song.
Did he?
That's got to be weird.
What?
I mean, because you do it on stage, but you're performing.
But, right,
but to actually listen to yourself instead of being the one who's singing, and then to dance to yourself.
Yeah, some kind of ballroom style at that.
It's like watching the replay of the game you played on Sunday, acting like you don't know the outcome, but you're cheering for yourself. And you're Russell Wilson, you know?
Right, but it's
what's he going to do now?
But it's ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was doing the routine from the music video.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's Dancing with the Stars. You still have to do an actual dance.
Some technical whatever.
Yeah. And shocker, Nelly, the rapper / pop star, was really a guy that used to sell workout videos. Oh, really good dancer.
Yeah. Isn't one of the Backstreet Boys on there, too? Like A.J. McLean or one of those guys? And as soon as
is
I saw that,
on there?
One of those guys from boy bands is on there.
Yeah, I think there's a boy band.
All they do is choreography. You know, their whole life has been choreography, more so than it has been about singing or anything else.
Right.
They go up there and do a routine. Half the time when these guys go back out on tour, they just have to get their asses in shape to be able to do that for 2 hours.
Sure.
And entertain.
Well, that's why generally it's an athlete or a pop star that wins the dang thing.
Right.
Yeah. It just seems like it's a given.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those other people don't have that background
right.
at all. And like you take and most of the athletes are going to be on there, right? You're talking what Jerry Rice, Emmett Smith. Like, right.
Weinman.
Right, they were such high level athletes. Like, mm-hmm. Well,
Hines Ward.
Like, dancing shouldn't be that big of a struggle to them.
Right, they train their body. That's what they do.
Right, so I'm with you. You need to go back to ice skating with the stars.
Mm-hmm. No, it was skating with celebrities.
Skating with celebrities, right?
How about skating with people who can't skate first?
No, I like skating with celebrities. I want to see people that can't skate. That's more fun.
Yeah.
It's like America's Funniest Home Videos. I know, just based on the fact that I'm watching this, that the guy who's about to lift that woman up during the dance cannot hold her up.
Right.
If I know you can, it's not interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, that's why Skating with the Stars didn't last, or celebrities didn't last, because people got hurt. Let's see. So this summer, people watched a lot more TV. 52% of us have watched more TV this summer than a normal summer, which makes sense.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you still had restrictions on things and this and that.
People aren't going to the movies or anything like that, not going to sporting events.
Right. There was no sporting events to go to. You know, you're not having giant family reunions. I mean, all that stuff.
And if you do want to watch sports, now it's on TV.
Yeah, you had time.
Right.
People 25 to 34 saw the biggest uptick compared to the spring. They watched an average of four hours more each day than compared to March and April.
Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
A day. That's pretty significant.
I have a rule. I don't turn the TV on until 9:30.
All right.
Unless sports are on and I'm in a bar and I'm watching it.
Well,
but
sure.
When I get home, I don't turn the TV on until 9:30. Just
right.
To keep myself, because I know I'll sit there, mold into the couch, not do anything, not get up and cook dinner. It's got to do it after I clean up, you know?
All right.
Miles turns on his TV early, he'll starve to death.
Yeah, I will. I order a pizza. The next thing you know, I'm stoned. Like, wow, what is this on Discovery?
I just put my phone away. Right. 1 out of 6 people are currently sharing passwords with someone else.
Not me.
No, I would never do that to watch the new Mandalorian.
Boy, I'm excited.
And this is the craziest one. 39% of us are currently struggling to find new content because we've already watched so much stuff this year. I think saying at this point in 2020... if you can't find new content, it's like looking in your fridge and being like, there's no food.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or your pantry. Like, there's stuff in there. And trust me, I fall into the same routine, right?
We all do.
We don't have anything to eat.
Or you just go back to the same shows, like, oh, I'll watch this, or I wish that
I'm going to watch this trailer one more time. I've only done it every night for 2 weeks. I don't know if I want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, all the streaming services, cable, whatever, like, you got something to watch.
I feel like I've seen the trailer of every movie out there, and almost none of the movies.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Right here we go to Maryland, where three teens who miss a Lyft ride, well, they steal the golf carts and take off down Route 50. Meanwhile, Ohio police celebrate a huge drug bust, $100 in cash and 4 small bags of weed. That is nifty. Georgia man fleeing cops leaves his $100 winning scratch-off ticket behind. Men on motorcycles accused of harassing a bison at Yellowstone and not being kind. And a Baltimore man gets 18 months after driving his truck into City Hall over a water bill. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Did you say harassing, Miles?
I did. I mispronounced that. It could be harassment, but I said harassing, which I don't believe is anywhere near the correct way of saying that.
All righty, our top story. We go to Georgia, where a man that fled a traffic stop left something behind. The story doesn't say why the man would have fled the scene after he was pulled over, but officers posted their social media site that he left something behind that he may want to come back and claim. A winning lottery ticket that was found in a backpack.
This is weird, because I've been to Georgia in a while.
The post urged him to meet them in Atlanta to collect his $100 winning ticket, and he was later tracked down and arrested. So the way that it goes is, he was actually a passenger in the car that was pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it pulled over, he just took off. He just fled. So we're going to take a close look at this car. They found this backpack. There was meth in the backpack as well as that winning lottery ticket. They said, hey, can we get you a lottery ticket? So, mm-hmm. I don't know how they found him, whether or not he actually did try to come back and get the lottery ticket. But
even meth heads win scratch-offs, Miles.
$100.
Yeah.
That's a lot of meth.
That's a lot of money on a scratch-off.
Yeah, buddy. In other news, another traffic stop that turned into more. We go to Cleveland for an interesting drug bust. The car was pulled over for a routine traffic stop, but the K-9 unit with the officers signaled the smell of narcotics inside the car. The officers later posted about the bust a whopping total of 4 small bags of marijuana, 3 smoking pipes, grinders, and cash, amounting to $100.
Whoa, $100.
Even before marijuana was legalized here in Washington, the cop would say, dude, throw that away. Go home.
Again, it's 4 small bags of weed, 3 pipes. That sounds like everybody had their stash.
Give me that crap.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to smoke this later. Get out of here, man.
Before I arrest you for something for real.
Give me your cash.
Good job, Ohio.
Good job.
On the pulse of it.
One more about stumbling into a drug bust. Cops in Pennsylvania assisting federal agents with serving arrest warrants managed to disrupt a marijuana growing operation. The story does not indicate the warrants, what they were for, but the operation that they busted might give us a small clue there.
The pictures just show the worst weed that you could ever buy off anybody.
Right.
How's that?
Really?
Oh, just all leafy and bright green and no buds and just clippings and just a bunch of crap.
Well, what if it was already processed, Boz? We don't know what stage this was in.
Well, then show a better picture.
Why put clippings in an eighth bag?
Fair.
Yeah.
This coming from a guy that knows absolutely nothing about weed, so the more I know.
I wouldn't say you know nothing.
Weed, you smoke weed.
Well, yeah, I don't dive into the horticulture. I hope that's the right word.
Moving on.
It is.
Yeah. You're on. I'm not going to harass.
I'm so out of the loop, I don't even know if this is the right word for it.
I'm not going to harass you about that.
Harris. A garbage truck driver in Rochester, New York is retiring from his position after events caught on camera. This is nuts. CCTV footage shows nice scenery complete with a woman sitting on a sidewalk bench with a public trash can sitting next to it. The truck drives into frame and attempts to grab the garbage can using the hydraulic arm of the truck. What the driver didn't realize is that one of the pinchers of the arm hooked onto the arm of the bench. It's kind of got that little gap in there, and that tooth just kind of hooked right in there. So as the driver attempted to lift the can to dump it into the truck, he uprooted the bench, throwing the woman from it and onto the sidewalk. The incident was stopped by another witness that alerted the driver to his mistake. And like I said, he has come forward and said, I'm done.
That's crazy. He's retiring.
He did.
Damn.
Yeah, he's straight
up. It may have just rattled him enough.
It was a mistake. Granted, it was.
We're assuming it is.
If you watch the video, it doesn't look fun, but it was a mistake.
Right. And I wonder if he's just at that age, like, you know what, I can't be doing this anymore. Now I'm starting to make these mistakes.
You're allowed to have an accident. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, sure.
I mean, no one intends to do something like that.
That was the same thing that stopped my grandfather from driving, though. It wasn't tragic, but he got into a fender bender that he didn't have enough reaction time to stop. He couldn't see all that well, and he just crashed into somebody. And then from that moment, he said he ground up. He actually shredded his driver's license.
Can you have him speak to Florida?
Wow.
The difference is your grandfather thought to himself, this could be worse.
Sure. Right.
That guy, it couldn't be worse than what he did. You know what I mean?
Unless he threw her into the truck.
Yeah, right. Could have gotten worse, but that was pretty bad. That's pretty egregious.
Well, sometimes if you screw up at your job and you can't get your head back, right?
Sure.
Chuck Knobloch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. And, like, he hurt somebody, so maybe he's just like, I can't work that arm anymore.
Sometimes you got to work through it, you know? Like Steve Gutkowski.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Came up clutch after blowing the rest of the game.
Damn. Over in the UK, parents of a college student are filing grievances with the college after their daughter was given detention for her attire. The family, like all others, bought their daughter's uniform but had to resort to buying the largest kilt that was offered given that their daughter is taller and wider than most students. They became enraged after hearing that their daughter was served detention for her kilt being too short. The school said that if she can't wear a long enough kilt, then to resort to black trousers instead.
Well, why don't you just tell them that before you give her detention? The right. thing is, the kilt that they ordered was the largest one available.
Right.
So they're like, look, dude, I mean, there's only
so much
we can do.
They were all the same length, too. Right. Was just right. The difference in size was of the waist.
Well, they got a big girl.
Right.
She's tall. She's wide. I mean, it's like that, right? Everyone knows that person. Like, right. The clothes you offer do not fit her the way they fit teeny tiny kids.
When I was in school, it was basically what, you know, make it go beyond your fingertips. And this thing goes well beyond her fingertips. It's just sitting right on top of her knee.
Right.
But that's as big as it gets. That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. And the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.